and Jui James Sawyers with GIS Evening News for Tuesday, March 28. Coming up, State Minister for Education encourages school administration, Accountant General's Department to be relocated to Oceana Building in downtown Kingston, and Japan donates $10 million grant to Hanover-based Institute. The news in detail after the break.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service. Now the news. The Accountant General's Department, AGD, is to be relocated to the Oceana Building in downtown Kingston by the end of April. Accountant General Carlene Murdoch says a unit of the AGD has already been relocated to a completed section at the Oceana Building while work continues to get the other areas ready. She adds that the full transition to the new building is highly anticipated as the existing location at Public Building West, downtown Kingston, is no longer suitable for the expanding role of the department.
Where we are now, we don't have the infrastructures that are necessary to move us to where we want to get to as a modernized department. The new location offers a better spatial environment, and so staff now is more motivated to execute their responsibilities and to make a difference to this country.
She adds that the agency's systems and services are being tested in order to ensure that there will be no hiccups when the AGD completes its move. Ms. Murdoch was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. The Hanover Educational Institute has received a $10 million grant from the government of Japan through the Grassroots and Human Security Project towards the construction of a hospitality training facility. Japan's ambassador to Jamaica, Masanori Nakano, and principal of the Hanover Educational Institute, Angela R. Hay, signed the grant agreement during a ceremony at the ambassador's residence on Paddington Terrace recently. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Senator Floyd Green, says the administration is grateful for the significant contribution that the Japanese government has been making to the country in various areas. He notes that the Grassroots and Human Security Project has helped to empower many Jamaicans. Japan's grant assistance for grassroots human security projects supports initiatives proposed by various bodies, such as non-governmental organizations and local government authorities, for development at the grassroots level. Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Floyd Green, is urging school administrators not to allow the issue of fees and indiscipline to affect children's education. He says the government has taken a bold step to increase funding for schools, and where children are cited for being indisciplined, they should be redirected to other learning institutions under strict guidance.
We can't allow that in our Jamaica, because we know that were it not for education, we would not be here. We are creating in the government an environment to ensure that our young people will have more opportunities.
The state minister was speaking at Boardwalk High School's annual awards in St. Catherine recently. And the Legal Aid Council will be hosting a fair on Wednesday, March 29, as part of efforts to provide greater access to and sensitize the public about justice services. The fair will be held at the Stirtown Football Field in St. Anne starting at 10:30 a.m. Executive Director of the Council, Hugh Faulkner, says persons with custody, divorce, property and other legal queries will be able to get assistance and advice. The following agencies will be represented at the fair: Dispute Resolution Foundation, Victim Support Division, Restorative Justice Unit, Criminal and Civil Justice Administration, and the Registrar General's Department.
LAM is a regular stakeholder in our affairs to deal with land matters, Consumer Affairs Commission, the Office of Utilities Regulation, the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, the Office of the Children Registry, National Housing Trust, the Jamaica Information Service, the Trafficking in Persons Secretariat, the Citizen and Security Justice Program.
Other agencies include the Justice Education Unit, Administrator General's Department, and the Police's Community Safety and Security Branch. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.